the last time you were here, we badgered you about Aaron's production.
So
let's.
I think I remember saying something about it goes like this a lot of times in the season, and that's generally the what the case is.
So what's gone right the last couple of weeks in comparison to what wasn't quite up to snuff previous to?
Just production. I think his production. You know, like I said, it's ebbs and flows of the season. It was still early part of the season at that point, and we're still filling guys out and especially some of the newer players in there and getting a feel for where they are. And I think weeks of practice and now some you know, some success in the games have helped build those relationships, and I think you're seeing the fruits of that.
You guys have had a lot of things to overcome offensively. You're around Aaron a lot. Have you seen him relish this a little bit, the fact that it isn't easy right now, and the challenge, kind of embrace that?
You know, Aaron's always a guy who loves a challenge, and you know, he hasn't outwardly said that in any of our meetings, or haven't felt any change of his attitude or his, you know, his work ethic during the week or anything like that. So I think it's just probably a little bit more of a challenge to him personally, you know, with the situation we're in offensively with some of the personnel. But you know, I think he looks forward to those kinds of challenges.
Does he also just play better?
I mean, it's kind of it's you know, the expectations were always so high, obviously, and so when you play average football, when you're a great player for spurts of time, and obviously the questions come out. But the fact is, he's a great player, and you're going to see a lot of greatness more than you're going to see mediocrity and average.
I mean, obviously, we know what you would like your vision of your offense to be and what Mike wants it to be. It's not 56 passes. It's not, you know, the dink and dunk that you did on that Thursday night. But do you think that that helped get him into a rhythm? I mean, you know, you guys always talk about reps and how game reps are different. That's a hell of a lot of passes to throw in a game. Do you think that that had an impact?
Well, I think so. You know, more chances to get out of the funk than whatever he was in earlier in the season. But, you know, to come out and I think we've got 98 completions in three games now. You know, I think you're seeing what we're expecting to see from Aaron right now.
How are you getting by with just two quarterbacks on the practice field?
I mean, it's a stress point a little bit at times, mostly for individual work. The team reps, you know, Aaron takes all the offense and Brett takes all the defensive reps, so that's not a real stress point. But when you're splitting out into groups and you know, we get a little thin there with only two. But, you know, been there before, been with two before many times, and it's doable.
You're not throwing anymore?
Just pregame, that's all.
What sort of stress is Aaron's running ability put on defenses?
Scrambling ability?
No,
I mean, you definitely have to account for it. You know, that's something we saw in Atlanta. You know, at many points in the game, they took one of their better pass rushers and spied him, which is a win for us, you know. So you're going to have to account for it, for sure. You know, you saw in the second half of that game, they went with more man coverage. You know, next thing you know, we have 60 yards rushing. So it's part of it, and I'm sure defenses have to take that into account.
Is it almost – I don't see makes it 11-on-10, but almost does it make it like 11-on-10.5 maybe if they're going to use a spy because he's kind of not in the equation so much.
Yeah, I mean it obviously is going to be easier for the line. We're going to have more 2-on-1s, you know, with a 3-man rush. Yeah, so it helps extend, sure.
Do you consider scrambling different than extending the play? Like scrambling is maybe running with that. The intention of running, you know, once you've gotten out of the pocket, are there two different?
I don't look at it differently. I think every play is extended when you leave the pocket, and whether you decide to keep it and run or throw it, you know that then you're going to call it a scramble. But for me, it's still an extended play. We extended the play, and he decided to run. You know, it's still an extended play for us and our mindset.
Hey, Alex, I don't want to belabor this point with Rodgers, but a couple weeks ago, Kurt Warner had made a comment, and amid all these talking heads who thought they were solving what was wrong with him, he made a comment about how Aaron maybe wasn't trusting that guys were going to be open, and then there was that split-second delay because then he would realize a guy was open, and he didn't throw accurately. And Aaron made a comment, I just want to read to you from yesterday. He said, you've got to embrace the guys you've got and be confident with them and let it loose. That's what I did last week, was trust those guys to make plays. Did you, like, again, he was so much the Aaron we all know on Sunday, that really resonated when he said that. Is that what you saw? I mean, is that a correct diagnosis, that he kind of let go and trusted his guys? You know him better than any of us. What do you think?
I mean, I think those guys have earned his trust. You know, and Aaron's tough on those young guys, and we obviously, it's for a reason. You know, it comes down to a plays and games like that where it's decided by one or two plays and you can't have any miscommunication. And those guys have earned more and more trust each week. I actually had a conversation in our room about it today, where Aaron praised him and told him how proud he was of him, and kind of explained to him why I get on you and what I'm looking for. And so I think they have a better understanding of what we're looking for. Practice is critical for earning the trust of the quarterback. So that having the success we had in practice last week, I thought it was one of our better weeks of passing the ball, and then having that carry over to the game and throwing to three young receivers and having them make big plays is only going to make us come closer together as a unit and continue to, as they continue to earn that trust, and I think you'll see him cutting it loose more.
Mike had said that too. Like last Thursday's practice, he felt like that was the strongest that Aaron had. What did you see there? I mean, not getting too specific, but in terms of what stands out in something?
Yeah, just rhythm in the passing game, balls coming out on time, precise routes. Didn't matter who the receivers were. Even the young guys stepped up and made plays in practice last week as well. That's probably the biggest thing, just the crispness and the precision in the passing game.